Good afternoon to all our listeners on CJTR Community Radio at 91.3 FM, and welcome to everyone tuning in over the internet at cjtr.ca. Wherever you are, welcome to Human Rights Radio, hosted weekly by Amnesty International volunteers, who are a worldwide movement of people dedicated to the promotion of human rights and the safety of all human beings. We're building a world in which every person enjoys the rights included in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and other human rights standards. Thanks to Canadian band Mr. Something Something from Toronto and the Afrobeat poet Ikwunga for our theme song, You Are Beautiful. My name is Jim Hutchings, and this week I'm joined by, guess who? Mona Hill.
Hello, everybody. I'm back.
Our guests today are Myrta Mazuela, Levi Kordick, and Jean Hildebold. Today we'll be highlighting all of the festivities and challenges of hosting Gay Pride Week, which begins this week. Welcome, everyone.
And we have to do some name correcting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Myrta Rivera y Mazuela.
Myrta Rivera Mazuela.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, we had the last part, right?
I'm just reading what's in front of me here.
Yeah.
My writers, my writers are messing
and
up
Hillebold.
Here.
Hillebold, yeah.
Yeah, no D
Jean
in the middle.
Hillebold. Yeah. Okay, now we've got that sorted.
Nice.
Levi, is there anything wrong with your name?
No, I don't believe so.
Good.
Great. Okay. Yeah, we have some great people here today, and this show is going to be so much fun, and we're going to have some really good conversation because this is the kickoff, June 13th, coming up of It's Okay to Be Gay Week and Regina Pride. We've got a lot to talk about, so why don't we get started? First of all, I want to do a little bit of introduction, and feel free to jump in, if you like, about each person that's here. First of all, we'll talk about Myrta, whose first country, you grew up in Chile, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I did.
Yes, and I understand that your father was a singer, and that you traveled with him a lot, entertaining around Chile.
Yes.
You have been involved in music, theater, writing, filming, organizing, educating. And you mentioned here that you had the fortune to be of mixed race, and you grew up in two different worlds.
Yes, I did.
And that you learned from your grandmother that you never had to allow anyone to break your spirit. Mm-hmm. And that you did have some abuse in your life as a child, and that you didn't have to put up with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you have passions.
Oh, very. A lot of passions.
Yeah. Justice, fairness, respect.
Mm-hmm.
And you like to see changes happen. And you like it when you're more when you're a part of it, when you can be involved in making change, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it says here, you're very outspoken. And I would have a hard time believing that.
Okay. I'm really shy. Yeah.
No, we're kidding. Because I know Myrta very well, and she's far from shy. very gentle and loving and caring woman. And there's proof here where you say you love animals and babies.
Yes. Because they're unconditional. They give you love, and, they don't even tell you that you suck some days.
Dancing, laughing.
Well, sometimes kids do.
You love wine and food when it's good, chocolate, gardening. Mm-hmm. And you can fix cars. And
chocolate
boy, if I got a job for you.
Chocolate gardening.
Did I say chocolate gardening?
Chocolate gardening.
Wouldn't it be great?
I just wondered what that was.
Oh, that would be delicious.
I'd love to be able to chocolate garden.
Growing
cocoa beans.
Maybe. There you go.
Yeah.
And you like sharing what you know with people who appreciate you.
Yes.
Yeah. And I can, and I'll tell you, the audience, that Myrta is a very appreciated woman in our community.
Uh-huh.
And I like a friend who can discuss anything openly. And I like this. A good argument gets me going. But it doesn't mean that you will resent the person for a good argument, but it means you can come to understand the person.
Exactly.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now I'll tell you a little bit about Levi. You started out doing volunteer work in a care home in Moose Jaw.
I did.
And then at the GLCR, which stands for Gay and Lesbian Community of Regina, and you've been doing that for the past 4 years.
Yes.
You started out as a bartender, and you began helping with renovations, and it didn't take long for you to fall in love with the place.
No.
Right.
There every day.
We can't get rid of them.
Right. And you're on the board now, I think, it says.
I am.
Right?
Yeah, I've been on the board for the past 2 years.
Okay. And this was quite possibly the best idea I ever had, you said here. And you've learned so much about business, community, leasehold improvements.
Oh, yeah.
And I've become quite the handyman, having acquired new knowledge in woodworking, electrical, and other forms of renovations. And if you announce that publicly, you may get a lot of phone calls.
Oh, he's really good.
I expect them after the show.
And I would say you're also a social activist. I mean, the fact that you're here tells
beyond
us that. Yeah, because you enjoy meeting new people, and I like this. I quickly became infatuated with bettering the community around me.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty awesome. You're also volunteer for several other community-based organizations, such as AIDS Program South Saskatchewan, Regina Pride, Inc., Oxfam, the Rainforest Action Network, and the Solidarity Committee for the Peruvian Amazon.
That's right.
Of which I believe Mirtz is on that committee, too, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And most recently, you've been volunteering for Dwayne Langenfelter's Constituency Association.
I sure have.
So you're politically motivated, it sounds like.
Seems to be sometimes.
Unless you are. Yeah.
Now I'm going to tell you about Jean Hillebold, and I'm going to read the first line of her bio, the way I read it when she sent it to me. Jean Hillebold came out as a lesbian by going alone to the gay club in Regina in the early 1980s when it was a dark and smoky bar where no one had a last name.
I love that. It was a dark and stormy night.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was
awesome.
It was.
She's a writer. And it
was
a
stormy
night. For 2 years in the 1980s, you produced a bi-monthly lesbian newsletter with sporadic help and a lot of information from GLBT publications. And GLBT stands for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender.
Yes.
For the audience's information, in case you don't know that. Let's see. So help from information from GLBT publications and other places such as the Body Politic in Toronto, and which you exchange subscriptions. Jean has served time on the elected board that runs the club and was in the Regina branch of EGAL, the group that lobbied for the inclusion of sexual orientation as a prohibited grounds of discrimination in the SASC Human Rights Code, and which became law in 1993. That's quite a history to have.
Mm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You've written numerous editorials and reviews for Perceptions, which is the gay and lesbian news magazine of the prairies. And it's produced in Saskatoon. And you've been elected Secretary of Regina Pride, Inc. since 2005. And in your spare time, you teach first-year English classes at the U of R, and you write fiction under your pen name.
Yes.
Well, welcome, everyone. This is an amazing group that we have here. So let's get started. We could talk about why do we need a Gay Pride Week? What's that all about?
Well, I think that we need this, and we started in 1972 with our community starting organizing, and it's because at that time we didn't exist really in society.
Who didn't exist?
We had to be so closeted. We couldn't say, we couldn't show our love freely. So it was the love not talk about, because people tend to think when you talk about homosexuals or any other orientation that they see the word sex, and it is mostly orientation. Yeah, we wish we could have all the sex in the world, but we don't, because we don't have time like anybody else. So we realized that to have a Pride Week, it was just to recognize ourselves, to talk about our gains, to talk about where we want to go, and just give each other that support that, you have done well. Yes, we can get together and show the community at large that we are people like anybody else, like we do all the things. We are everywhere, whether they want to believe it or not. We are artists, we're teachers, we're daughters, sons,
doctors,
friends, we're doctors, we're everywhere. And it's just that we're part of society. And in order that things get better, people have to learn from one another.
Okay, I'll shut up.
I'd like to talk a little about what we commemorate. And the reason why Pride Weeks are usually held in June, I mean, usually individual communities decide each year when they're going to have Pride Week.
Right.
But it's an anniversary. And I think in New York they generally have it actually on the anniversary of the Stonewall Riot.
That's right.
Which happened in 1969. Apparently it was a hot night. A hot and steamy night.
It was not a stormy night.
Here we go.
In Greenwich Village. And there was this sort of dive of a bar that was known as a hangout. Now, in those days, no place could openly advertise as a GLBT place. They would be shut down immediately.
Police would be in there, wouldn't they?
Yes. And in fact, the police were in there, even though it wasn't officially known. I mean, there were certain bars that would collect certain clientele. And police would make routine raids, and they would have quotas of people, numbers of people they had to arrest. And so there was this cat and mouse game. The police, you know, when they had nothing better to do, they would arrive at a bar, round up everybody, take them to jail, beat them. I've heard they would sexually abuse them in some cases. There was nothing people could do. Then they'd be let out. Often.
So they were specifically going into the bars to look for homosexuals.
Yes. Yes. It was. There were all kinds of laws. You couldn't. They were somewhat like the laws against prostitution, and often they were confused with them. Making eye contact with somebody in a bar that was known to be gay was thought to be soliciting. There was this idea that immorality was being promoted in these places and that it needed to be stamped out. And, some people would be let out the next day. Some people would be convicted of something and sent to jail for longer. And this happened over and over. And so people in that community were used to having criminal records and being unemployable for that reason. Mm-hmm. They were really an outlaw community. And so for some reason, the people in the Stonewall Inn fought back. For the first time.
Those were the drag queens.
And the drag queens were apparently in the front lines.
Wow. Yep.
They were taking off their platform shoes and whacking the police, who were armed. Yes, really. And some say it's because Judy Garland died the night before. And she was an icon.
She's an icon for drag.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still debatable whether it was mainly the raid.
Well, it's a good story.
It is. Yeah. That they were just not patient at all. Mm-hmm. After
I think you
death.
Get fed up with being oppressed.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And being targeted all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So apparently the riots went on for several nights. This was just unprecedented. The police came back with reinforcements the second night, but the regulars came back with reinforcements from the community. And so the riots continued, and it was hard for the police to arrest anybody because there was so much opposition. And people started having meetings, spontaneous meetings, right after that. And so we trace what's been called the gay rights movement to that night.
And that was in Greenwich Village.
Yes.
And what year was that?
1969.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. And then they moved forward from there.
Yes.
To a place of being able to express, hopefully today, in our society here, come to a place where you can express who you are and your identity freely.
Yes.
I mean, that's what our goal is, right? For human rights issues.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
But I don't believe we're still there 100%, are we?
No.
No, nothing's ever 100%. Like, you always find discrimination, prejudice, and racism anywhere you go in the world. It doesn't matter if you're gay, straight, black, white, brown. There'll always be that prejudice and that precedent that somebody's above you. But I tend to believe we've come far enough now that we no longer have to be scared. We no longer have to hide. We no longer have to change who we are to conform to a modern society's ideal. Mm-hmm. And that's also one of the great things about Pride is, like Jean said, it is kind of an anniversary to how we got here and how far we've come. And for me, I wasn't obviously around during that time. And for me, the history of where I came from and how I'm able to sit at the GLCR on a daily basis and feel comfortable is a great thing because so many people fought to have that for me. It's almost like World War II veterans, actually.
Like the feminist movement.
But it's also Pride for a lot of younger people. It's a way that we don't forget. And you know the old saying, history is condemned to repeat itself if we forget it.
Right.
So I feel that Pride and the importance of Pride is to put it out there into the communities and put it out there into the public that there is still issues let's face them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get over them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Changes in the law, I think, make a difference. Though there's kind of a chicken and egg relationship between the climate of opinion, I think, and laws.
Right.
I mean, certainly passing laws helps people feel safer. I know that I knew quite a few people before 1993 in Saskatchewan who were paranoid about being identified in public because they had logical grounds for thinking they might get fired, especially from government jobs, and Regina is a government town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and speaking of identifying yourself, Mirta, you were speaking earlier about the old days when you started going to the GLCR club here mm-hmm. in town, mm-hmm. As opposed to Levi's experience now of being proud and being able to say, I am Levi Kordick and
right.
I am gay. At one time, you didn't, gay people or lesbian or transgender or bisexual people didn't even feel comfortable giving their real name at the club when they went in.
That's right. Yes. And you get a membership card and you put in a fictitious name. And so it was on Broad Street across the street from where we are right now. And it was in the back alley entrance. So they call it, pun intended, the rear entrance. But it was sort of like part of the culture. So you go and it was dark and you knock at the door and the little kind of slot are open and you have to show your card with the fictitious name they will let you in. Yes. So it was really secretive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now you see we have a humongous rainbow sign on Broad Street and there are people still that they feel really self-conscious and they don't
sure.
want to be identified with it. But right now we have membership cards with your name, your address, your driver license, and when you go anywhere, here's my card. So times have changed.
Oh, yes.
It's so important to be recognized and to use your real name because that's part
of
your identity. And if you don't, it's part of you that is not recognized.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know? So I think that it is like Jean was talking about the laws being passed and that, but laws don't pass because we all been behind supporting that those laws will change because that's the kind of protection that we need, legal protection, and being recognized that way. If you don't have that, then there are grounds for all sorts of discrimination. But we, the people, are the ones who have to work for this. We are the ones that we owe it to other people who came even before me, that they were the ones in the open. They were the ones saying, no, this is not right. We need to change this. So the ground has been open for a long, long time, and we tend to forget. It's sort of like we're enjoying it now. We thought, we don't need all this. Yes, we do.
Yes.
We need to honor the ones who were here, who did it for us.
Right.
And we also need not to forget, like Levi say, because everything can change in a second. And nothing is for granted, even though we have the laws. And there are laws.
Yeah.
But how are you going to make that law work?
Right.
And how do you prove discrimination?
Yes.
How do you prove that you've maybe lost your job or you haven't been hired because your potential employer or your current employer knows that you're not heterosexual and decides, no, I don't want that person working here? How do you prove that? That's similar to any type of discrimination.
Well, exactly.
I mean, the law is there, but to be able to prove, you know, discrimination and use the law to your benefit.
Right.
It's not always easy to do.
And, you know, one unfortunate thing is that if you're not vigilant, things can change.
Yes.
Things can change.
Oh, yes. Very
and we're seeing that already in different areas of human rights where somehow or other the government is backsliding.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be vigilant and you have to be heard.
Well, we've seen that in the States, actually, with the gay marriage issue.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, even just here in Canada with the marriage commissioner's case, they're...
Case in point.
If to give somebody the choice whether or not they should be allowed to marry somebody or not, or be able to pick and choose, where does it stop? So they pick gay people out to start with and say, okay, we don't want to we don't want to marry them if we don't want to. But where does it stop? What if tomorrow...
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to marry Oriental people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like
interracial couples.
Yeah, interracial couples.
Yeah. You're taking religious rights over human rights.
Yeah.
How is that fair in a world of today?
Yeah. And I don't think you can put one against the other one. There's two different things. And to have a legal marriage, it's just a contract that you sign with that person. But if you want to do it, and like you said, in the eyes of God, you can do it. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Be my guest. More power to you. But it just is a legal contract. So why is it that we're denied that right if we choose to? There's no reason. So.
Well, and the thing that's especially insidious about homophobia, I think, is that anybody can be suspected of being GLBT.
Right.
So. Mm-hmm. Anybody can be persecuted. When I hear about bullying in schools, I mean, often, there's an increased interest nowadays in this topic, and I think it's closely related to perceptions of gender norms.
Right.
And often when it's happening in an elementary school, it's not about people having sexual relationships.
No,
it might even be aimed at kids who don't and never will identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgendered. Mm-hmm. But they're different in some way from what the bullies consider normal.
Right.
And anybody can be a victim of this.
Absolutely.
Because mm-hmm. it comes to a stereotyping people. Mm-hmm. If you behave a certain way, then if you're a boy and if you cry, you're a sissy. Mm-hmm. And if you're a girl who likes to play ball or just to wrestle, well, you're a tomboy. And that the things mm-hmm. start from there and the words get uglier. And we mm-hmm. all know when we get those words directed to us, it's sort of like they're covering our spirit. They're covering mm-hmm. our light. And so you become the victim of all this, and it takes years mm-hmm. to recover from that.
Well, what I think of when I hear this conversation is the term heterosexual privilege.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. The privilege to be able to get what you want in your world.
Yes,
far easier if you're not pointed out and you're not discriminated against.
Yes,
because someone suspects or knows or you know that you're somehow different than the norm.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and then also because it's something to do with power. These people think that they have the power to do it and they inherit right to do it. And everybody has to behave in a certain way. Yeah. And doing the same thing. To me, if we all do the same thing, behave a certain way, it will be a really boring world, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the variety of people? Where is this, you know, that we're not all the same, the uniqueness of a person?
Yeah. And I was just thinking here, too, sometimes the bully come MPs and MLAs.
Yes,
yeah. So,
good point.
Another reason why you have to be vigilant and, and kind of hold these people to account.
Accountable.
Yes. Yes. I have to say that those people who are more vocal about bullying and name-calling is because they're afraid of themselves most of the time. There's something in there that they're afraid.
Times, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But who is there to say? It's just that we are not all the same. It's a variety of... We are so diverse. And our diversity makes us rich people, not in money, but otherwise.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that that's the sad part, too, about denying certain rights based on gender or sexual orientation or self-identity is that you lose out. Our society loses out, you know, on your ability to sing. on your ability to write, on your ability to be an incredible doctor. You know, if you're going to discriminate against people because of differences than the societal norm, then you lose out on all that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was a time when the concept of a gay person or GLBT person being middle class was a contradiction in terms. I mean, if you had a criminal record, you know, if you were constantly subject to arrest and harassment, you couldn't get an education, you couldn't have a career. There were all there was a clear economic component to discrimination, and it affected every aspect of people's lives. So I mean, there are people nowadays who are contributing a lot to society because we do have more status, more rights than we had before, who couldn't have like 50 years ago.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one just needs to turn it around and use the term racism or you know, sexism. So how much time we got left, Jim?
Oh, we've got just about 2 minutes.
Okay.
I was just going to mention the garage sale as we were coming into the studio today. There's just piles of stuff here, and we need some volunteers to help sort it and do things like that. And I'd like to encourage people to come tomorrow and check out all the stuff we've got. We've got musical instruments. We've got...
turntables.
Turntables. There's a tape deck. There's speakers. There's all kinds of things, and there's just all kinds
of CDs.
There's
not a lot that's not here.
Yeah, so exactly. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. So, make sure you come out tomorrow. Let's see.
What time, Jim?
I'm just looking here at the time. I'm not sure. It's got to be fairly early. I'm just looking. I should know, but...
You'll find out, and you'll let the listeners know before we leave.
Just a second. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, anyway, it's coming.
So just before we leave, one of the things I wanted to say was, we mentioned the word politicians earlier, and how people in a position of power oftentimes do have those prejudices and do discriminate. But, I'm looking at your schedule here for Gay Pride Week, and there's a number of MLAs that have their pictures in your schedule.
We have the mayor Pat Fianco sent us his photo for the first time this year.
Thank you, wonderful. Pat. Mm-hmm. But Wayne we want Lincoln you in the parade.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that would be great.
Don't want to sign anymore. Come to the parade.
Sandra Morin, Warren McCall, Kevin Yates, Kim True, John Nelson, Ron Harper. This is great to see that support coming from our politicians.
Oh, yes.
And on that note, we'll be right back.
Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. It's your money or your life. It's all right, it's all right. Don't need no salt to cut the flowers. Oh no, I said oh no. Whatever gets you through your life, it's alright, it's alright. Do it wrong or do it right, it's alright, it's alright. Don't need no watch to waste your time. Oh no, say oh no. We'll be right back.
And that is from a very, very special CD called Instant Karma. That's saved the Amnesty International campaign to save Darfur produced this, and it's the songs of John Lennon. This one's sung by Los Lonely Boys and entitled Whatever Gets You Through the Night. And there's a whole there's two discs actually involved, and what have we got, about 11 songs in each disc. And I just picked that one. So what, I don't know, what do you think? Were you listening?
I was.
It's great.
I really
I thought quite apropos, actually.
Yeah. Mm.
So we're back. We're back. If you haven't been here for the first half of the show, today's show is all about Gay Pride Week, and it's Regina Pride from June 13th to 20th. And the logo is It's Okay to Be Gay. And we're welcoming Jean Hillebold and Mirta Rivera Mazuela. Did I get it right this time?
Kind of.
And Levi Kordick. And we've been talking about, all the issues surrounding, well, I mean, all of them. You could never talk about all of them in a half hour, but a number of issues surrounding the history of gay pride, the history of oppression and discrimination against people who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender, and all those shades in between. And we're back now. We're going to spend the rest of the show talking a lot about Gay Pride Week and what's happening. And some of the organizations that are in the city, I really wanted to sort of focus on a couple of the organizations that are here. For our listeners, in case you're interested and you want more information, the first one I wanted you to talk about is PFLAG. Jean, would you do that?
Yes, I'd be glad to. PFLAG stands for Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. And it has been around for a while. I'm not sure when it was first founded. But on the Pride Committee that organizes Pride Week, we've had a lot of support from PFLAG. They've been a huge source of help to us. You can get more information from Marianne Bachelou at 586-1168 or Suzanne Seckinger at 522-9790. They have an ad in our Pride Guide, and they always organize an event in our Pride Week. And this year it is a talk on suicide prevention.
Is suicide prevention an important issue?
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Why is that?
Well, yeah.
Really, why is it? Why is suicide an important issue for gay people?
We have a high percentage of suicides in the young population. Right. It is because of all the families not accepting their children when they come out to their families. And so, you know, when you're young and you don't have that base, well, most of the your life is just totally crushed. And on top of that, not being accepted by your peers, your friends.
Right.
It gets to a point that they don't see any other way to be themselves. So you can't live with yourself. You don't accept yourself because of all the messages you've been getting. And your parents just disown you. So some people have done that. And it is so important that we don't lose those lives. Nobody should be. Just being in that position, our people are valuable. They're precious. So that's why we need to talk about this.
And PFLAG is very available to talk to. I've actually heard a public speaker discuss this.
Yeah.
You know, if you're someone out there who knows of someone who maybe needs someone to talk to about either their own issues of trying to understand their own identity, or maybe a child or someone in your family or a good friend and you're having difficulties coming to terms with it or understanding what it's all about, PFLAG is a great support group.
Yes.
So, yes, I think I would highly recommend them. Once again, you can call Marianne at 586-1168 or Suzanne at 522-9790. There was one more. Oh, another one I wanted to talk about that I think is a great idea is Camp Firefly.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It runs from July 30th to August 2nd. And this is the Summer Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans-Identified, Two-Spirited, Intersex, Queer Questioning, and Allied Youth who will come together to develop leadership skills and personal resiliency necessary for them to become positive change agents in their schools, families, and community. And you can apply to come to this camp through... I'm not sure I can't read this because I've got old woman eyes. Can you read that?
Oh, yes. Contact us to learn how you can send a youth to Camp Firefly 2010 at 585-4500. And James McNinch, Dr. James McNinch, the Dean of the Faculty of Education at the U of R, is very instrumental in this. Now, the idea of a camp for kind of gender variant youth started at the University of Alberta in Edmonton, and in the Faculty of Education, and people in the Faculty of Education here were very interested. And James McNinch is very against bullying and in favor of inclusiveness in schools.
Right.
Yeah.
This is something that's very, very needed in schools.
Oh.
It's for young people to know that they have support.
Well, mm-hmm. One of the worst things for a student or a child, person, any young person really, is to feel like they're alone. And to be able to go to a camp like this and see hundreds and hundreds of your peers who may or may not be dealing with the same issues as you, but are definitely supportive of your issues as well as your accepting of everybody at the camp. So it really goes a long way to develop those friendships that are needed to get by in life, you know. Everybody needs somebody to talk to at one time or another. And if you don't really feel like you have anybody to talk to or nobody's really going to understand, sometimes it gets hard, and that's a lot of times where the high suicide rates and mass depressions can kind of peak. But thankfully, there are camps like this, retreats that empower youth into letting them know that they're not alone.
Is there a cost for the camp that you know of?
It costs $300 to send a child to the camp. So they're having also a fundraiser that is on Tuesday. And it's at...
tell us about that one.
It's Tuesday, June the 15th. And it's going to be at the University of Regina President's House. And it costs $50 per person. So you can get tickets at the University of Regina Bookstore and Mysteria Gallery on 13th. And it's all to raise funds to have more children in this camp because it's so important.
Mm-hmm.
And this year is the first time that we're having it close to Regina.
And where is it being held?
Lumsden Beach.
In Lumsden Beach, okay.
Yes. Yes.
So if you want to support Camp Firefly, you can go to the fundraiser. I would imagine if you don't want to go to the fundraiser and you still would like to offer your financial support, you could contact James McNinch.
Yes,
and we're
going
to have pledge forms during Pride on our accessible to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think that you can donate whatever amount and fill out that pledge form and just help them.
You can also contact them directly at campfirefly@hotmail.com. They can give you more further information on any of the events that are going on or any fundraising that is happening or how you can donate or support the organization. So.
And it's spelled Camp Firefly, F-Y-R-E, F-L-Y. So if you're typing that into Google, F-Y-R-E-F-L-Y. Let's talk about what else is happening this week coming up.
This week on Sunday, we're going to have our people who are older and sometimes wiser. they're organizing a potluck picnic at Rotary Park
potluck.
At 7.
Yeah.
So if it rains, we're going to be at the club. Otherwise, we're going to move it over there.
Where is the club?
2070 Broad Street.
Okay.
You can't miss us. Center. Great big rainbow out front.
Yeah. What does a rainbow signify?
It's the different colors of the different qualities that we would like to have in our world. I can't remember by...
Diversity.
Mm-hmm. Diversity.
It's a flag that was designed in San Francisco in 1978, and then it spread. As a symbol.
Yeah, it has more colors than what it has now, but these are the colors. There's a purple, blue, green, yellow, orange, and red. I don't know my colors. I forgot the names. But those are
and
the
you said
colors.
Them backwards.
Say them in Spanish, maybe.
Okay. And on Monday at noon, in front of the City Hall, we're going to have a award ceremony flag raising. Greetings presented by one of the counselors and some of the politicians. Mm-hmm. We will have a young person talking about his life, what it is to be gay in this time and place. And also we're going to have two people from Smith Street. That's the organization that started everything. Smith Street House. So those two are going to talk how was it for them at that time and how did they get together. So it's going to be fun. It's not going to be long. And then you can go be really proud. And then that day in the evening at 7:30, we're going to have our kickoff gala. So it's going to be the, we're going to have a blessing, multi-denominational blessing, the Pride Award.
That's on Monday, right?
Yes. This right. Monday evening. My Pride Awards, and these two people are with me here. They're nominated for awards.
Oh, Jean is nominated for awards.
For the Women of the Year, and Levi is nominated for the Young Man of the Year.
Wow.
And this year we're going to have the Lifetime Achievement Award, because our older people are disappearing and they need to be recognized. We need to know about them.
And so, besides the blessing, I see we're going to have some great music.
Yes.
Featuring Sam Minovich. Mm-hmm. That's exciting. Some great jazz. Wine and Cheese, Good Company. Yeah.
There's a karaoke night, too, I noticed.
There is, yeah.
Oh, it's Thursday.
That's my favorite night.
There's something happening every day.
Every day, Pride Week, from Sunday to Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Coming out discussion. I think this would be great to attend at the Artesian. And for people in Regina who don't know where the Artesian is, it's on the corner of 13th and Angus, and it's the old church, that little church that was on the corner across from the parking lot for Viet Thai and, the other restaurants. At the Free House,
and they've done
some renovations to this church.
Quite a bit of renovating.
Yeah, it's lovely inside. Jim and I were in there for a grassroots gig one night, and they've done a wonderful job. So there's going to be stuff at the Artesian as well as a club.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
And that's we're going to have there the panel coming out discussion. We're going to talk about suicide, how to prevent it, and we'll have time for questions.
Right.
Then we're going to have the traditional coming out party, which is organized by the Jane Q, is our youth organization that is regrouping again. Mm-hmm. And in there, people tell us their coming out stories. There are some funny, there are some are sad, some are really kind of long, short. But it's really, really, people like to be there because you feel like you have a lot in common with all those people.
And personal stories are so important.
Exactly. Yeah. We can lose those stories.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And without those stories, with just anecdotal information, it's not the same as a personal story.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. True. So that's very important.
So yeah.
What else have we got here?
We got that same day, the fundraiser for Camp Firefly. Then on Wednesday, we have a supper and social celebrating our culture. And the food is going to be provided by the Street Culture Kids.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have tacos.
Mm-hmm.
And
what is your culture? What would you call your culture? I'm
interested. The culture is the way that you are, the way that you talk, the way that you think, the way that you music you like, your principles, your ideas. It's you. It can belong to anything, but in the queer community, we have certain way of communicating among ourselves, and we laugh a lot about things that otherwise people go, oh my God. But we need to do that. Every community who is disadvantaged is called disadvantaged. I don't like that word because I'm not disadvantaged. We're all disadvantaged, okay? But it just put in perspective that we need to laugh about things that hurt us, that way we heal. So if you hear some of us is just called dyke or whatever among ourselves, it's just, we can do it, you can. If you're not in the community, you can. Because you'll get with some of us, or the three of us are here, we're going to tell you why you shouldn't call us that. We like it among ourselves. So
And it's very clean. That's very common,
I think,
among people who have discrimination because of race or gender or whatever. You know, it's okay amongst your own people, so to speak, because it's understood what it really means, right? Yeah. There's a coffee house on Thursday, which looks really interesting, once again at the Artesian.
Isn't that the talent night too?
It is a talent night.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, we're going to be featuring the community's talents. So
awesome.
It'll be kind of interesting. Singers, poets, dancers,
all sorts
of different things will be coming out for that. That's being hosted by the RSAR.
And Pride.
What's the RSAR?
Oh, gosh.
The Regal Society Saskatchewan. Something.
Like the Regal Society.
It's commonly known as the court. Like, nobody seems to know what the actual
The drag queen organization.
It's the court.
Those are the queens, and they raise money, and they're wonderful because
they raise lots of money.
Support the causes in the community.
I've attended a talent show in the past where it was a diva night, and I learned that the group of people here had been raising money to take to Mexico for medications. And this might shock people, and it shocked me, but I was so incredibly impressed with this. They were collecting money to buy body bags. This was a few years ago. And the body bags were being transported underneath clothing by members of the gay community on the other side of the border between Texas and or California and Mexico.
Yes.
Because at that time, there was no recognition of HIV/AIDS, the issue, and the deaths resulting from them.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone died from HIV or AIDS, they were just ignored and oftentimes not even allowed to be buried in cemeteries.
Oh, no.
So the money that was being raised in Regina was to go to buy body bags and smuggle them across the border so that people dying of this illness could have a half-decent burial, at least be buried in a bag.
Right.
I was so incredibly impressed by this. And it wasn't only for that, but it was also to buy medications for people to help them out. And I, at that time, heard that the people in Regina had raised more money for this type of thing to help people get medications and that than any other group in the country, basically. Mm. I hope I'm right on that, but I'm sure that's what I remember.
It's
so incredibly
impressive. They raise money for palliative care every year.
Too.
And now they're for the Children Wish Fund, the money that they're raising this year. Right. So they're really, really aware of all the causes in the community, and they contribute quite a bit.
And this is a tea party. Desserts, teas, coffee for sale.
Oh, yes.
That's on Thursday, 17th at the Artesian.
It's the first year that is open to men, because before it was a women's coffee house, and some of us women thought we are discriminated against our boys.
Well, there was an assumption back in the day that men would organize something separately, that we'd have two separate events. And I think the men just didn't get it together somehow. So I
find that hard to believe.
And then I hear resentful little comments that, the women's coffee house, are we allowed to go? We say, you can be in the audience. And then we thought, we might as well just combine all the
talent. Well, they have a lot of talent, too, so why not? We work together, and it's not like in the beginning of our community that there was a divide between men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we have lots of friends among ourselves, and we work together really well.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Jim, how much time have we got left?
Oh, a little over 5.
Okay, good, because I want to get through this. I want everybody to hear everything that's happening. Thursday night, June 17th, it's okay to express yourself, part 2, karaoke night.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So if you're into karaoke, come on out. 9:30 approximately?
Yes.
Well, usually it's later because,
we're on gay time.
We're in gay time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have our own little time zone.
Yeah.
Well, and it's free. So you can come out to the club at 27 Broad Street for karaoke. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And Friday night, June 18th, the title is, It's Okay to Have a Burger and a Beer. It's a community barbecue.
Yes.
Once again, that's at the club.
Mm-hmm.
$7, you get a hamburger and a pint of beer. That's a deal.
It is.
Yeah.
And they're good burgers.
They're good burgers.
Yeah.
You
just got
some cake. Oh, you're
And that's a nice deck out back, too.
Beautiful, huge deck. Hopefully the weather's cooperating for us that day,
because
it'll just be beautiful out there.
Yeah.
Again, Saturday, the parade.
Friday. We missed Friday.
The white party.
Yes.
It's a big event, the white party.
This year is the Princess Show. So the Princess Show, they have titles in that organization. So this is the Princess. We have to have a show to raise funds.
So it's a fundraiser?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There's going to be 4 dance nights. Yes. This is going to be a great dance night.
Yes, and it's the white party because if you wear white, you glow under the
lights. Oh, awesome. Right. Yes. Maybe Gemini will come and dance tonight.
You should.
It has nothing to do with racial colors or anything like that.
No.
So we have a question. How come you're having a white party that's just racist?
No, it's just to have fun.
You glow in the dark.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. And, it's cheap, $10 cover charge for the whole night. That's great. Now you can talk about Saturday.
Saturday is the parade. So, in the parade, it's okay to be in a parade, and some people really, really love this. It starts at 11 sharp, so we're going to get together before 11, so be there around 10:30. We're going to have vitamin water donated to us, and we have lots of people coming in, lots of floats, there are prizes, too.
Awesome.
So, the one who expressed better, it's okay to be gay, will win prizes.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be hamburgers and hot dogs available later, I guess, after the parade.
After the parade is the fundraiser for One Song. It's a transgender organization.
Ah, yes.
And this is, after that, in the evening, there's our big concert. It's Singing with Pride, and we will have two of the most talented people in our community, Kate Reed from BC, and our own Jeff Straker. So this is a double feature with really, really excellent performance and singer-songwriter show.
It's going to be wonderful. And that will be at 8 o'clock Saturday night at the Artesian once
$15.
Again. $15. And that's the corner of Angus and 13th.
Yes.
Right. We have about 1 minute left.
Actually, two.
Two? Okay. Sure. What I would like to say is we need to wind up.
Okay.
Thank you so much for being with us. This has been a great show. It's been incredibly informative. And if people, of course, we've been sort of going through this a little bit at a time. Mm-hmm. If you're really interested in what's happening next week with Gay Pride Week, is there a website they can go to check out the whole schedule?
Yes, if you go to www.glcrclub.ca, on the homepage, there'll be a link for the Pride calendar. Click there, and it has all the events, times, and addresses of everything going on throughout the week.
Okay, one more thing. We need to raise money, so we're going to have a silent auction during the whole week, and we also are going to raffle our Stella Bear. So that's donated by Norm Schisselhoff, and he made it from a recycled fur coat. So
cool.
So come and bid in the silent auction and buy tickets for Stella, because Stella is just wonderful.
Okay. Take it away, Jim.
Okay, as we close this week's Human Rights Radio on CJTR Community Radio, we hope you've enjoyed listening to and have learned something new about human rights for all people. We are volunteers with Amnesty International, and our goal is to increase the awareness of and contribute to a discussion of human rights issues at home and around the world. To discover how you can contribute to the abolition of human rights violations, visit our website at amnestysaskatchewan.ca or check out our Facebook group at Amnesty International Saskatchewan and follow the links. Every day, in every moment, in every corner of the world, injustice cries out for your intervention. No one individual can respond to all the problems of the world, of course. To paraphrase a great humanitarian, if you can't help everybody, just help one. And whether the abuses stop immediately or take a long time to end, the gift of your attention and intervention can make a profound and positive impact on the ability of individuals and communities to endure and prevail. Peter Benenson, the founder of Amnesty International, often said, "It's better to light a candle of hope than to curse the darkness."